All new 91.7 The Wave. It's Robbie Williams. Let me entertain you. And we're joined by our mayor. He's going to entertain us for the next few minutes at least. Well, we hope he is.
Is he going to do a tap dance?
I don't think quite in the same fashion.
Really? Oh, that's disappointing. I was really looking forward to a tap dance.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Welcome, Reese. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you both?
We're really good and really excited about an enclosed dog park.
Yeah. We've had massive feedback from the community about this prospect of having a purpose-built dog park in Mandurah. There's a few popping up in other areas and got a really strong community of dog lovers here in Mandurah, and so they've been writing to us and talking to us about what they'd like, and so we've decided we're going to give this a crack. We're going to go out to the community and talk to them about whether this is something that would be good for Mandurah, what sort of locations we could put it in, and if we get enough support for it and enough people involved in it, then we'll go ahead and get it done.
Awesome.
Now we've got two locations in San Remo, three in Hall's Head, one each in Dudley Park, Greenfields and Kootenup, and we actually put this up on our Facebook page the other day just to get an idea about where people were leaning.
And a lot of people said Hall's Head or San Remo, and then someone even said, how about Dawesville? But yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing, isn't it? And this is the way that we try and do business. Let's go out and talk to people, see what sort of ideas people have got. Lots of people want this sort of stuff. Sometimes they don't want it next door to their house. And so it's really about going out and finding where people want them to be.
We've got lots of comments on our Facebook feed giving you some of the questions or the answers there. Is there anything that pops out on that you think is a relevant question?
Well, I think one of the things to remember with a dog park, first of all, our plan is to have, and it might not happen straight away, but to have a space for little dogs and big dogs separated out.
Yes.
So that's really important.
Yes.
But a lot of people talking about responsible dog ownership and, you know, who's going to pick up the dog poo and who's going to make sure they're not fighting. There are obviously some responsibilities for people taking their dogs into these spaces. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, it works in other places. There's absolutely no reason to think that it won't work here.
Yep.
And I think it's okay to have concerns about this stuff. We want to talk to people about how it works and encourage people maybe to go check out the one in Baldivis and get a bit of a feel for how these spaces work, because it's a great way to pull community together and people love their dogs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. My dog, I think, Pepper, she's a little crazy. I think she'd be barking at all the dogs, so we might have to socialise her a bit more. But it does help socialise them too, which is fantastic.
Weren't you saying there were 15,000 registered dogs in the building?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
It's amazing.
Lots.
Yeah. Okay, stick around. We're back with the mayor after the break.
Yeah, want to play a dog game with Reese.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
That sounds intriguing.
And Madonna's next, right here at The Wave. All new 91.7 The Wave. It's Gunners and Alley for breakfast. We're joined by our Mayor, Reese Williams. Welcome again, mate.
Great to be here.
There's Madonna's Borderline, probably before your time.
Well, and true.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving right along.
Before mine as well.
Okay, well, it was perfect for me. What are you saying? Okay, we're playing that doggy game that we mentioned. We were just talking before about the dog parks, the proposed potential dog parks for the Peel region. But we thought we'd play a game
called Who Let the Dogs Out? No, this one is actually, what are the top five dog names on my list?
Good, so I wonder where we're going with that, so that's good.
Gone pretty common dog names. So if you can guess the five dog names on my list, then you're amazing. So
not even a prize.
Yeah, you get that amazing coffee that I've made you.
Oh, good.
See that coffee right there?
Either
beautiful
that,
coffee, you can have that.
Or a warm prawn milkshake. Take your pick.
Oh, I think maybe the coffee.
Dear me.
Good. All right.
Okay, so what dogs do you have on your list? Your top five names for dogs.
Okay. Well, what about Max?
Max? Ooh.
Roxy?
Roxy, I actually had a dog called
Roxy. Yeah, and my uncle had one too. That's interesting. Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Bear. It seems like everyone's got a dog called Bear.
Oh, that's
right?
Cute. Yeah. Yep.
And just because you mentioned it before, your dog, Pepper.
Oh,
did I
look
get any on your list?
You got one.
What? Which one?
Okay, so coming in number five for 10 points was Bella, because I thought everybody, you know, has a dog called Bella.
True.
I know two dogs called Bellas. Max was on my list for 15 points. I got Sam. A lot of Sams out there for dogs.
My first dog was called Sam. I can't believe I forgot that. First dog was Sam.
Then I went with pretty obvious ones like Fido.
Ever met somebody with a dog called
Fido?
No, probably not. Yeah. And number one was Spot.
Spot.
But look, I like your dog list better, actually. So you know what? You get the coffee anyway.
Hey,
there you go.
Sweet. Thank
winner,
you.
Winner. Thanks, Reese. Thanks for playing Who Let the Dogs Out? Not the enclosed dog park, that's for sure.
If people want to have a look at the proposed Mandurah dog thing, they can check out mandurahmatters.com.au/dogpark and more details are there.
So let us know, you know, be involved in the discussion. We want to get this right. And we know that there's already a whole lot of people that have got some ideas, not only on where it should go, but how it should run and all those things. So just talk to us. We want to hear from you.
Good to chat, Reese, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
And you guys, thank you.
91.7 The Wave.